هجر abandonment. Abandonment is permissible if it would lead to a greater benefit. And this may apply to the sinners who openly, especially those who openly practice their sin, that you make hajr to them for some time, if that would lead to benefit. Hajr meaning abandonment. You don't talk to them, you don't give them salam, because there is a greater benefit here, and there is a greater evil also as well. But this has to be taken, each case on its merit. If the abandonment there would lead to a fruitful result, now forget about the reward, there is a greater reward in cautioning the ummah about them. It's a relevant matter, Sister Diamond. There is a greater benefit from the abandonment. I mean, if it is, as I said, with the conditions that I mentioned earlier. There, Sufyan al-Thawri left making Salat al-Janazah, and there is great reward in Salat al-Janazah. He left it in order to make people know that this person was an innovation. And the Salaf, rahimahumullah, used to abandon and boycott people who were known as innovators, not talking to them. Because the greater thing is the deen of Allah. It's not the matter, and they have a greater reward. In fact, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he considered the jihad of Ahlul Bid'ah and refuting the people of Bid'ah is more rewardable than the optional prayers. Because there is a protection of the deen at stake. Yes, and I classified them, Java, I classified them into certain categories earlier, yes. There are people who are ignorant, there are people who fall into innovation but not innovators. You know, they differ, Ahlul Bid'ah differ. Some call for their Bid'ah, some don't call for Bid'ah. It is like the same of the one who openly makes sin. يجاهر بالمعصية. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sister Farida, you may fight with them, you might boycott them. All of these matters are only to protect the religion, the deen of Allah. In fact, some of the righteous predecessors used to say, don't sit with the people of innovation, do not debate with them, and don't listen to them. Because of what? Because of the explanation that was given earlier by Al-Hasan al-Basri. So that he throws into your heart something that you might go along with. And how many people are bringing us misconcepts from these other rooms here? Ah, yeah, well, we know. See, this is the beginning. You are talking about the beginning, Sister Diamond. In the beginning you will be able to. You're not going to come there with an out-perceived opinion about a certain person. You have to learn it from him. You're going to hear it from him. Just like people come here from other rooms carrying misconcepts. Some of them are innocent, ignorant. Some of them come on purpose, and it's easy to find out. If you bring them any proof, they will reject it, and they will give you another misconcept or another misquotation and follow desires. It will manifest itself. It will be open. You see how? So that's why Al-Hasan said, don't sit along with an innovator, so that he throws an innovator, look his name, an innovator, not someone who just fell in an innovation or out of ignorance. No, these to be tolerated. Those are to be tolerated. I will caution our brothers and sisters, those people who are on ignorance or fell into a certain bid'ah without intentionally propagating it and so forth, those must be tolerated, and one should take by their hands in order to get them out of this. But it is not anyone. That's why I caution the people. That's why I caution the people not to sit with them, because they will give you this issue. You know, they will throw into your heart something that you might go along with, and thus you end up destroyed. See, the protection is for everyone. Or you disagree with him and your heart becomes ill. You may end up taking one word that will take sometimes years and years in order to clarify. طيب. Let me give you the following incident which took place with one of the Salaf, rahimahullah. His name This was reported by Asma ibn Ubayd. Asma ibn Ubayd said, look at this. In this case, two men of the people of desires entered upon Ibn Sirin and said, O Abu Bakr, maybe may we speak to you? He said, no. They said, may we recite to you an ayah from the book of Allah? Look at this. He said, no. Indeed, you will either get up and leave me, or I will get up and leave. So they went out, and some of the people said, O Abu Bakr, what harm would it have done for you for them to read an ayah from the book of Allah to you? He said, I feared that they would read an ayah to me and change it, and that would remain in my heart. Allahu Akbar. Yet you must be strong in Quran and Sunnah so you can bring them proof of what they are doing. Yes, it is just like going into these bathrooms or these rooms under the names of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, one faith, one so forth, and people go there and sit. They end up picking up some verses and misquotations from the Quran, and it will be so difficult to quote, treat them, or deal with them. Very difficult. The issue of shubuhat, of doubt, is very serious. So people who are not knowledgeable, even the knowledgeable ones, command the Muslims and advise them strongly to keep away from the people of bid'ah and stay away from them. He just may throw one thing that can stick in the heart of someone, and wal'iyadu billah, it will end up in his destruction. Let me give you an example, a vivid example. Allah speaks about the Jews and the Christians in one verse, in Surah Ash-Shura. Verse 81 or 82, I forgot. Could we have it, Sister Naila? The number of the verse, 81 or 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً. Yes, please. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً. Surah Ash-Shura, 42. Okay, no problem. Yes, this verse, yes. Ma'idah 82, okay. Ma'idah 82? Okay, I'm sorry, I missed. Al-Ma'idah, I'm sorry, Sister Naila, I caused you some difficult time. Okay, let's follow this, please. Verily, you will find the strongest among men in enmity to the believers, the Jews, and those who are mushriks, pagans. And you will find the nearest in love to the believers, those who say, we are Christians. Okay? Listen what happens. This is what happens. People, look at this, Sister Diamond. They take that part, those who say we are Christians, and they stop after Christians, after this period. And they go into these rooms in order to use the Quran as evidence that the Christians are believers in Allah and in the Prophet, in the Quran, in everything. Okay? They stop there. If a new Muslim or anyone who is there picks up this thing, it will be printed in the heart, unless otherwise Allah wishes. Not. and it will be very difficult for them to realize the truth later. They stop there, they don't follow the verses, they don't continue the verses. I have seen myself this thing happening, and this is just a vivid example living in our talk arena. And when I tell them finish the verses, they ignore me. They ignore. And I am under another nickname, not under this fairness name. They ignore. Can we continue the verses now so that you see the difference? That is because amongst them are priests and monks, and they are not proud. Let's continue. Allah is explaining the situation of some people from them. Can we continue, inshallah, the verse? Okay, that's it, 83. I tell them always put 83. That is because amongst them there are priests and Muslims, they are not proud. And when they who call themselves Christians listen to what has been sent down to the Messenger Muhammad, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of the truth they have recognized. They say, look at this, our Lord we believe, so write us down among the witnesses. You see the point? Not only that, and why shouldn't we believe in Allah and in that which has come to us from the truth of Tawheed, and we wish with that your Lord, our Lord will admit us to paradise along with the righteous people, Muhammad and his companions. You see, they are believers, they become Muslims. They believed in Jesus and they believed in Muhammad, in the original. They were on the original understanding. They knew that Muhammad is the truth. They accept him and accept the Quran. So when they do this, that's what happens. Exactly. Another verse is, there is no compulsion in religion, and they stop. They don't follow the ayah. They don't continue the ayah. And that will happen with people when they go with this. They will imitate and do the same thing. And that's how fitan occurs. Allah Ta'ala.